What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Don't know about you, but I keep running into people who are still cranky about the electoral farce for the recent election, where people queued up and queued up and queued up and eventually just gave up and walked away, and now they're facing having to pay fines. And they're not at all happy. Other people saying this is just madness, this compulsory voting. Why isn't it fundamentally taking the views of people who actually have an interest in the outcome of these things, rather than whipping people into long lines in very uncomfortable circumstances with no access to toilets, etc.? It goes on and on. People are very, very unhappy with the ECQ, the Electoral Commission in Queensland. They seem to have balls this whole operation up, so there's demands they do much better in the forthcoming state election in October. Various things are emerging from that matter. Here we go. This is from the Cairns Post today. Annabelle Bowles wrote, the next era of local governments taking shape across far north Queensland, with final results in 15 of the region's councils declared. The local government elections have seen new mayors take the reins in many remote teams, including Cookshire, Yarrabah, Woodjill, Woodjill, Hopevale, Doomadgee. Cairns Council also on track to have a new mayor in Amy Eden. However, the Electoral Commission had not declared that result by print deadline, leaving the city in the lurch 18 days on from polls closing. Matthew Tickner's victory in Division 2, Rob Pine's re-election to council in Division 5 was confirmed yesterday, completing the new Cairns Council bar its mayor. Now, I've just put a call through to a gentleman who'll have probably well-developed views on what, well, the next 4 years will hold, and also where we need to be going as a community, led by a local council. He's the Division 9 councillor, Brett Olds. Is he set to go? Yes, he is. Brett, good morning.
G'day, John. How you doing, mate?
Still no final count, obviously. Still a lot of disquiet out there about the way the whole process was handled. A lot of cranky people and a lot of people saying, well, I didn't really have much interest in it anyway. Why is it bloody well compulsory now? I've got to pay a fine.
Well, this is it. From the selection of the sites, which were absolutely ridiculous, to you couldn't use the bathrooms, the volunteers and everyone couldn't use the bathrooms inside, even in community halls. And then obviously on the day they ran out of ballots for the mayoral votes, they had I was at Trinity Beach most of the day, and if you were from Division 9, you could get in and out really quick, but if you were from any other division, you had to wait 45 minutes to an hour, and other places you had to wait longer than an hour.
Yes.
And frustrations were hugely high, and then the count. It's 2.5 weeks later, we still don't have the mayor declared yet,
yeah.
And we only just got the 9 of us declared yesterday, and some of them were just huge wins. I don't know, the frustration, I read what Michael Healy wrote today, and I agree with him 100%. It's not good enough. We're paying for this. The ratepayers of Cairns, 4 years ago, paid $630,000, I think. This year, they paid $800,000-something. So they're paying top dollar, and they're not getting top service from the ECQ. Something's got to change next time round. When it comes to compulsory voting,
yes,
I actually like the way they do it at I think everyone should want to vote. I really do, because I get a lot of people saying to me, you know, I'm not a communist though, so I hate forcing people to do things as well. So I'm a bit torn, got splinters in my bum from sitting on the fence. but because I don't like forcing people to do things. That's very rarely the best way to make things happen. But when people say to me, oh, I hate politics, I can't stand it, I'm like, I understand that sentiment, but I always say to them, maybe you should pay a little bit of attention, because these people, these elected people, make decisions that impact your life. In fact, between the local, state and federal governments, we impact every part of your life. How much taxes you pay, how many hours you work a week at the federal government, if you have a defence force to protect your borders, if 3 or 4 years ago, if you can leave your bloody house, if their borders are open. So maybe pay a little bit of attention, because not only are these people making decisions that impact your life, they're using your money. They're using your money to make these decisions. So I think everyone should want to vote, but you can't force people to want to. In America, it's not mandatory. Mm. And then you get places like, I think, because my brother-in-law and sister-in-law live in San Antonio, and I believe it was about 6 years ago, there was an election there for the mayor in the local council elections, and they've got millions of people that live in San Antonio, but the winning mayor only got 3,000 or something, or 4,000 first preference votes, because only 11% of the population turned out, and there was so many people running. So So then you've got one person making decisions and running a city that only, you know, what is 2% of the population might have voted for him or something less. So it's there's pros and cons to everything. I'm not in favour of forcing people to do things because you've got to make people, we've got to find a way to make people want to vote. And I think it starts in the schools. Mm. I think we start teaching kids more about the Constitution. You ask anyone about the, if they've read the Constitution of Australia, I reckon 0.01% maybe say yes. No one I know has read the Constitution of Australian not. Government.
No.
So, but let's start teaching that in schools. Let's start teaching kids why it's important to understand, one, the tax system, the legal system, and the democratic system, the Westminster system we have here. So I think if we do that, more people want to vote. But forcing people to do it, I can't bring myself to force people to do anything because it kind of goes against my fundamental values.
While we're on this, we've got this state government election coming up in October. My God, isn't there a lot at stake there? We just had last week, I can't remember a week like it, for crime, for terror in this city. We had this alleged lunatic out Warree Way, 3 hours in a stolen police car, etc. Most dreadful confrontation for the police involved. It must have been an absolute nightmare. We had the gunshots fired over there in Edge Hill and somebody on the run for an extended period of time. Then we had the spear gun event. It just went on and on, and you had to feel for the police involved. But what's happened to our wonderful, quiet, safe little city? It's gone to the dogs, Brett, and there's a hell of a lot at stake in October. And once again, I suppose we're going to have to face a whole lot of people that are tuned out to that reality, and it'll go in there and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the frustration of it. This is one of the most important state government elections that probably in living memory for us up here in North Queensland.
I agree with you, and I think, unfortunately, people aren't paying attention, and they are just going to vote for, I'll vote for this colour T-shirt, or that colour T-shirt because my parents used to vote for that, or whatever. I said it before, I don't know if it was on your show, we're talking about a few different things, and there's this saviour complex out there. People, whether they admit it or not, whether it's an unconscious thing or a conscious thing, people are waiting for someone to come and save them. And it's like, a government's not going to save you. We the people, we have to stand up and say, we do not accept this. What's happening in Cairns, you and I spoke about it last week after that first gunshot thing in Warree, I think it was, and I likened it to like South Central LA, not saying we're as bad as South Central LA in the 90s, but saying that no one wanted to go there. It doesn't sound like a nice place to visit, and that's what Cairns is becoming. Mm. Within 3 days after that phone call, there's been two other shootings, but it's been coming. People, well, they're not taking care of the issues. They're tolerating poor performance and bad behaviour, poor performance from the government and bad behaviour from certain sections of our society. Mm. But what's going to make a difference? We need to stop waiting for someone to come and save us. It's not going to be a different premier's going to save us, or it's not going to be a different prime minister or a different councillor. We all need to work together. Mm. We need to stand up and say we're not happy. And you say, well, how do I do that? Write an email every day. We've got 176,000 people here. At least 120,000 have to be adults and know how to use an email. Write an email every single day. Imagine if your MPs were getting a couple hundred thousand emails a day. Mm. Pick up the phone, make a phone call, go and see them. Put pressure on them. Become the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. Mm. If we got to stop waiting for someone to save us. I'm doing everything I can. I know there's other good politicians out there, but it's not one or two people that's going to save a country with 26 million people in it. We need a good, healthy percentage of us to stand up and just say, enough. We're sick of this. We live in Cairns. We love this place. We are sick of the crime. Mm. We are sick of the gunshots, and we don't want to live like this.
Yes.
We didn't choose to move to Cairns or grow up here and raise our families here because we want to be scared to leave our house.
Yes.
And there are people in Cairns that are scared to leave their houses
exactly.
now. Not everyone, but it's getting worse every year. Mm. We need to all own this problem together, guys. That's my advice.
This has been very, very powerful today, Brett Olds. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
Well,
thank you.
Well, that's Councillor Brett Olds telling it how it is. He's the Division 9 councillor with the Cairns Council.